What kind of blessing do you want God to give you? I don't know about you, but I like blessings. Amen? Come on, pour it on, God. Hallelujah. I don't want to limit God. Anybody want to limit God? Now, David was another extravagant worshiper of God. Amen. I love to read about the things of David and how he danced before the Lord and worshiped the Lord. He was extravagant in his worship. He wanted the blessings of God. David wanted God to pour out blessings on his house. Amen. He wanted God to bless the kingdom. Amen. But David wanted the blessings of God that he heard that was being poured out on the house of Obed-Edom, where the Ark of the Covenant was. David had heard some things, and David was willing to do things God's way to get God's blessings. A lot of times the problem with in our lives is we're not willing to do things God's way. We think that God just ought to accept whatever it is that we give him. That's Cain's kind of thinking, isn't it? You know, Cain was taught how to give sacrifices to God. Now, Cain wanted the blessings because he was upset when he saw that God was pleased with Abel's blessing. He wanted the blessings of God, but he's not willing to do the things that God asked him to do. And so often we find ourselves in that area, folks. Well, you know, hey, God wants us to do this, or maybe your leadership tells you that God, you should do it this way or do it that way, but, well, I think I can do it this way and still get the blessings of God. Now, I've been serving the Lord a long time, and with the things that I see, when God says to do something a certain way, God expects it done a certain way. I believe if Noah were to put two windows in the ark, he would have sank. Or maybe he wanted a little trap door for the doggy to get out. If he'd have done it any other way than what God told him, I believe that boat would have sank. Come on. What makes us think that God would just accept the kind of worship I want to give him? Or God would just accept the kind of life that I want to live for him? After all, he's a good God. He's not going to send me to hell. You do it God's way, or you do it God's way. Now, David heard this blessing going on in Obed-Edom's house, and he says, I want that. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 12, it says, and it was told King David, saying, the Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him, because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom unto the city of David with gladness. He did that hilarious giving. Okay? Now see, folks, listen to me. David tried this before. But you know what David did the first time? He did it David's way. He did it David's way. And God wasn't too pleased with it. And people died because of it. When the ox stumbled and the cart started to tip, they tried to catch it. And they died. You see, David tried it before with oxen and with a cart, which seemed to be the sensible way, right? Yeah, why carry that all that way? Put it on that cart, brand new cart. The sensible way, the human way. But this time, folks, David learned from the first time. This time, every six paces, they would sacrifice an ox. Instead of using the ox to carry it, they said, this time, we're going to sacrifice. Now, think about how long this took. to offer an ox. They had to kill it, drain it, cut it up right, just right, and lay it on that altar just right, and then offer up the fire. Every six paces. And they did this as if to let both God and man know, no more ox. You see, the ox, what is the ox? It is a symbol of strength. But see, folks, God wanted men to put forth the effort in worship. They carried that heavy ark for 15 miles in the heat. Every six paces of that 15 miles, they would offer an ox. That's extravagant. That took forever. David was so extravagant in his excitement that he began to dance before the Lord. And in his dance before the Lord, he offended his wife. But you know what? He not only offended his wife, but he pleased his God. We're going to offend people sometimes in our worship and our praise, especially if it's extravagant. Amen. But the main thing is that we please our God. Hallelujah. Come on, we ought to be extravagant tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, you can't seek God's deity, folks, and maintain your dignity at the same time. I dare you to try it. Come on. In Psalms 84, verse 10 says, for the day in the courts is better than 1,000. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. Hallelujah. David, come on, David, you're a king. Why in the world, David, would you want to be a doorkeeper in the house of God? You see, folks, listen to me. A doorkeeper at the right door has more influence than a king any day. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And listen, you know who else wanted to be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord? 1 Chronicles 15:24, and Obed-Edom and Jehiah were doorkeepers for the ark. You know what? David went down there to take that out of his house and said, hey, we're taking this back to town. Oh, come on, leave it here. No, we're taking it back to town. Well, if you're taking it back there, I'm going with you. Come on, boys, pack up. We're going right now. We're going to go take care of the door. Amen. In the house of God. Amen. We're going to be a little extravagant. I'm going to live in the house of the Lord. Amen. I would rather be a doorkeeper any day. Hallelujah. Folks, we have to be extravagant in our worship unto God. Amen. We want the blessings of God in our life. Amen. We have to do it God's way. Amen. And God wants his people to be extravagant. Amen. He wants us to worship him with everything that's within us. John's seventh snapshot of a spirit-filled man. He is unashamed to worship extravagantly. Amen. Let's stand here tonight. Hallelujah. We need to worship the Lord with everything. One of the great things about camp meeting is that people do things at camp they don't want to do at home. I think if you do it at camp, you ought to do it at home. Come on. One of the things that I've always encouraged here is you worship here and take it to camp. And help others. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. As Church of Pentecost, we're worshipers and we love to worship God. Amen. And be pleasing to God. Amen. Folks, do it God's way. If you want the blessings of God in your life, do it his way. Praise the Lord. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We appreciate, God, your word tonight. And I pray, God, that you'll help us here to worship you. Lord, with all that is within us, Lord God, hallelujah, be extravagant in our worship of you. We ask that you just bless each one here tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.